Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and this morning we have Marianne Cohn, who's Director of Marketing with Solutia, with us, and she's with us because they have some huge news. They've been in the news a lot lately, and I think they've finally reached pinnacle in one of their targets. So, Marianne, how are you doing this morning?
I am just fine, Kemp. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
Good.
It's a way to start Monday is with a radio interview, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I just have to say, Kemp, I got to start this out by saying I told you so. If you remember when we talked at Surfaces just a little over 30 days ago, and you shot me a question about what had happened 30 days ago, and I said, not to worry, we're on our way out in about 30 days. And, well, it might have been 31 days, as it turned out. But
you did say that.
I sure did.
And, you know, after you said that, and then you got into these situations with these lenders, I thought, oh, my gosh, he was wrong. But, boy, you straightened it out in a heartbeat.
Oh, I tell you, that's due to that leadership we have in St. Louis. It was just quite a fantastic job they did, not only over the last 30 days, but certainly over the 4 years that we were in Chapter 11. So,
and that is the news, in case anybody's been in a cave or somewhere where they can't get to any kind of news media. Solutia is now no longer in Chapter 11, and they are a publicly traded company as of back on the market today. What's your ticker symbol?
SOA.
SOA, that's right. And so it's been a rough time. It actually started, I guess, in December of 2003. You want to give us just a quick historic perspective on that?
Yeah, I mean it will be quick. It's you know, as we say, it's past history now. But we were spun off from Monsanto in 1997, and I think just to put it, you know, very quickly, we were spun off with a number of legacy liabilities that really had nothing whatsoever to do with our business model. We had a very good business model, and but the legacy liabilities sort of loomed large, and as time went on, loomed even larger related to when you put those together with raw material costs and things like that. So that's how we ended up filing Chapter 11 in December of 2003.
And now if you look at your company today, I mean, you've been able to continue to operate under that Chapter 11. And give us a flavor for who Solutia is today.
Well, I tell you something, and you say operate. It hasn't been just operate. We have grown in Chapter 11. We've gone from $2.4 billion in December of 2003 to $3.7 billion. That is quite an accomplishment for any company, I think, in that amount of time. Certainly in a Chapter 11 situation, it was quite a testament to the leadership as well as the 6,000 employees of this company. But we are actually, there are five business units. Of course, Nylon is the one we're most interested in, but all of those business units rank in the top two of their individual markets, whether it be the glass interlayer, the Saflex, or applied window film, or certainly Nylon. So that's a wonderful place to be as you emerge from Chapter 11 as a market leader with, you know, a portfolio of growth even during Chapter 11. And we've got quite a diversified portfolio, if I may say, in a variety of geographies around the world and in a variety of end markets. So, that gives us less exposure to sort of traditional market cycles around the world.
You have a leadership position in say your five business segments, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, we do. We certainly do in nylon. I mean, there are two people who produce nylon 6-6, as you know,
mm-hmm.
And then in the glass interlay, we're certainly right up there. Flexus is another one. It's a rubber and tire application, and we're right at the top there. So we in every single one of the units, we rank in the top two.
That's great.
Yeah.
And I noticed recently, too, that not only, you know, in five business segments, that means a diversity of products, but you also have diversified in the global markets you serve.
Yes, we have.
And
yes, we have.
I think now over 50% of your revenue is non-U.S. based. Which,
that's correct.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Absolutely correct. And that, as I said, you know, that's good to have less exposure to those market cycles. In this country. So if things are not so great here, they're okay someplace else. So that's what that diversity, that geographic diversity has done for us.
Well, let me also give you some news you may not be able to comment on, but just as of today, the S&P ratings have just changed. They've raised your ratings from a D to a B+.
Isn't that something?
It is. Standard & Poor's Rating Service. So that's big news. Just, you know, you guys are making it every day. So.
Well, I tell you, we knew as we were out in the market, out in the financial market, in the last 30 to 60 days, people were extremely complimentary of our model and felt as if we were certainly a good investment. So I hope that stock trading today is an indicator of that position.
So why don't you give our listeners a little bit of a preview on what the future looks like for Solutia?
Well, you know, we have created with under the management that we've had in the last 4 years, we have created a high performance culture. We've transitioned, I guess, not just a basic chemicals company, but into a specialty chemicals and a performance materials company. And as I say, you know, we're in the top two in our individual markets globally. We have 6,000 people who are absolutely dedicated to this company. You saw it on we had a global teleconference last Friday that was, well, all I can tell you, it was an extremely emotional time for everyone. A lot of tears, a lot of laughter. Just a tremendous amount of goodwill. We've got 6,000 people who are absolutely dedicated to the future of the company. So it's a good place to be on Monday, March 3rd.
Yeah, that is good. So I mean, and as we commented earlier, I mean, this had to appear like you know, we've come this far, and then when these banks pulled out here 15 days or so ago, it must have really been a roller coaster ride for you guys. But that's now all behind you.
It is. It is. It was a roller coaster ride, but so much work had been done in the lead up to that, and you know, if not before, certainly the confidence in the management. I heard someone say last week, we are out of bankruptcy due to activist management. So if not before, then certainly the confidence in that management organization was soaring through that last 15 days or so.
So what is there anything that you're going to do in the next couple of months? I mean, does this shift your focus to anything, or is it just really just business as usual with a lot less headache in the background?
It is absolutely business as usual. And, you know, as I said, I heard someone say, in fact, Jeff Quinn, our chairman, said emergence from Chapter 11 was not the destination. So, you know, our destination is growth. It's all about, you know, the strategy of who we will become versus complacency with where we are today. So we are very well positioned for growth, and individually we're all raring and ready to go.
All right. Well, we'll have to all watch the SOA ticker symbol and see how that goes. And I appreciate you spending time with us today. And you've been listening to Mary Ann Cohn, who's Director of Marketing with Solutia. And this is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.